I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. 1 year ago today, President Obama signed into law one of the largest packages of tax cuts and spending measures in U.S. history. It was the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, and its price tag was $787 billion. Today, the president defended the actions he and his economic team took.
We acted because failure to do so would have led to catastrophe. We acted because we had a larger responsibility than simply winning the next election. We had a responsibility to do what was right for the U.S. economy and for the American people. And 1 year later, it is largely thanks to the Recovery Act that a second depression is no longer a possibility.
As Americans weigh the Recovery Act's impact, they might do well to put it in a wider context. After all, the economic downturn was global, and many governments implemented their own stimulus plans. Simon Johnson is a former chief economist with the International Monetary Fund. He's now a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. And Simon, there's currently a lot of complaining here about the state of the economy. How about other countries that implemented stimulus plans of their own? Are they complaining as much?
There are certainly plenty of complaining around the world. I mean, this has been the worst recession since World War II, so people are upset. But it's interesting that the discussion is not so much focused around the fiscal side of things, the fiscal stimulus. And that's partly because in most other industrialized countries, the fiscal stimulus comes in a more automatic stabilizer form. So as the economy slows down, you naturally spend more on unemployment benefits and tax revenue falls. It's in the U.S. where you have to make the big conscious decision to do a fiscal stimulus package that you really now see the pushback.
So how have other countries fared with their stimulus plans in comparison with the U.S.?
Well, it's always hard to figure out exactly which bit of it was due to the fiscal policies as opposed to the monetary policies and the policies to support banks, which were not as generous in other countries as in the United States, but they were pretty generous. Overall, most other industrialized countries have suffered less of a hit than we have if you think in terms of unemployment. And the headline unemployment rate is a pretty good way to get at this. Unemployment in Germany went up, for example, just a little bit. Even in the UK, the increase in unemployment has not been as great here. So it's really the US that struggled because I think of our exposure to vulnerabilities in the financial sector.
So given that, I mean, can you say any particular country or region that has done noticeably better than the U.S.?
Well, emerging markets, the middle-income countries that we used to associate with crises, so this would be Korea, Brazil, Russia, these countries have done much better than expected. China and India, which don't have the same recent record of crises, also have done fine. And I think we're seeing a shift in the balance of growth and recovery away from the industrialized countries. Europe, actually, is really struggling to get its act together, even though it didn't go down as much as we did. The growth right now in Europe is quite disappointingly slow. So it's, the story going forward is more about emerging markets. And the question is, can they sustain their growth without themselves getting into trouble as they have in the past?
Who has fared especially badly?
Well, the United States obviously has taken a big blow. The United Kingdom is in serious trouble. And of course, we're seeing a lot of weakness now within the Eurozone. That's the set of European countries that share the currency, the euro. Right now, Greece is in the line of fire and has a huge problem. Needs to actually cut its budget as part of what it would take to stabilize that economy. But Portugal and Spain are also in the line of fire, and there are worries about Italy.
Simon Johnson is a professor at MIT's Sloan School of Management. His book, 13 Bankers About the International Financial System, comes out next month. Thank you, Simon.
Thank you.